Into the Blender, episode 13.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall.
And hey, everybody.
Hello, this is Chooch.
And this is Viv. What's up?
Sorry. What's up, indeed?
So, we're kind of a little late on this episode.
Yeah.
We've had, I know you guys are sick of hearing this, but we've had a lot going on in the house. We are renovating our basement,
mm-hmm.
which involved basically tearing apart all of the rooms and shaking them up. And now we're in the process of putting them back together.
Yes.
We moved our studio from one room to another.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in total disarray. But we've got the studio put together, at least. It's the only room in the entire basement that's put together.
Yeah, now we've got actually a bunch of empty rooms.
Yeah, well, waiting
bunch,
to be filled. Well, three. Yeah. It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Indeed. I go with the indeed again.
What is with the indeed, babe?
I don't know.
You don't ever say it. You only say it when we're doing it. We just recorded our other podcast and you didn't say indeed once. New phrase.
That's the mystery of me.
New phrase.
Indubitably.
Oh, great. Like, can we have indeed
be
back?
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
So we've had some weigh-in triumphs.
Yeah.
Losing that weight.
Yeah.
Not as fast as we'd like.
But.
Still
we're
losing.
Doing it healthy and we're doing it smart. We're not doing any crash dieting stuff. We're doing what's sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually down a total of 9 pounds now.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We have this little thing set up where every 10 pounds of weight loss, we get just a little reward, whether it's a new CD or a new DVD or something like mm-hmm. that. So I've only got 1 pound till I get my reward. My reward on top of having lost 10 pounds, which
right.
is a pretty
well,
big reward
it's pretty
anyways.
Pretty good, yeah.
And I've had to give up on running, so I'm doing bike and walking and, you know, weights and stuff like that to try and build my knees up so that I can run.
Mm-hmm.
And Chooch is running and doing great.
Yeah, I'm still doing the couch to 5K. I had basically a week off where I couldn't run.
Right.
And I had a delay. This week, actually last weekend when we were doing a lot of work in the basement, I kind of tweaked my back out
mm-hmm.
and tweaked my legs out.
Serious work in the basement.
And so I wasn't able to run most of this week until yesterday. And so I'm on week 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's still going good. I've lost a total of 12 pounds now.
Yay.
And so I get to buy. Oh, actually, I did buy something. I bought the new 9-inch nails that's got released as a surprise to the world, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And
you paid for it. You didn't, you got tired of waiting around for the free download.
Yeah.
You got,
it was released. It's 36 tracks, but he released, so it's kind of like not 3 albums worth of material. It's called Ghosts 1-4. So I guess in a way it's 4 albums. I guess it would be 4. Anyways, he released the first one. First 9 tracks, which would be Ghosts 1, for absolutely for free off of his site. But the site was so slammed.
Oh, it was totally slammed.
And so I started to download it and it was just kind of like kept restarting and stopping and restarting. And everybody on Twitter was trying to get it and, you know, mm-hmm. I was complaining it wasn't coming down. And it's available in like 4 different packages. And so there's the totally free 9 tracks. And then the next step up is you pay $5 and you can download the whole thing, all 36 tracks in totally, you know, no DRM and mm-hmm. like a many different formats, a totally lossless format, mm-hmm. which is way better quality than MP3s. And then, and even the MP3s are decent quality with no DRM and all that. So I paid the $5.
Mm-hmm.
to do that, but the site was still so slammed that I actually went to an illicit BitTorrent site and downloaded it.
Great. So how long before the FBI knocks on our door?
Trent's not going to mind.
And you paid for it.
Yeah. And now he's out of his recording contract, which means he's not part of the RIAA. And the RIAA is the only one that goes and sues people for downloading stuff. So,
and but you paid for it.
I paid for it.
Yeah.
It was just an alternative way to get it when the sites were slammed.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go back in a week or two and download it from the official site, because a lot of independents, that's how they track.
Right.
So even though they can track the sale, if I download it, they'll track that as, you know, as the downloads.
Right.
Since they can't track the BitTorrent. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And then you can pay like $10 and get it on two CD set. And then you pay like $70 and you get like the two CDs, a data DVD that has all the original multi-track files, so you could remix it and do whatever you want with it. Mm-hmm. And a high def Blu-ray version that has like a special slideshow, but also all the songs in high definition. So super duper duper sound and an art book.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And then the limited edition $300 set that has the entire thing, everything that you get in the $75 set, but also all of the songs on vinyl.
Yeah.
On really high quality vinyl.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And it's limited edition. I think it said limited to either 1,200 or 2,500 or something like that. All numbered and autographed by Trent Reznor himself. And those sold really quick.
Yeah. I was trying to tempt you with that because your birthday's coming up and Father's Day's coming up. And you were like,
that's a lot of money for.
Yeah. And with all of the, I mean, you are like a super, super, super fanboy for him, them, they, whatever you want to call it, for Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor.
Trent.
But we have been going through hundreds of boxes of stuff. So I think if any other time, if this had come out, you might have like said, I want.
Right.
But we have just been going through all of this stuff that at one time or another in our lives, we had to have covet, must own. And now we have stacks of things that even though we've gone through so much stuff and cleared it out, we still have boxes full of stuff that we can't bring ourselves to get rid of.
Very true.
So I think that because of what we've gone through, that made you a little more cautious about getting any more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree there.
Yeah.
Kind of in reverse pack rat mode.
Yeah.
Our tween T went through some of his SOL tests.
Yeah.
And you did your teacher conference thingy. And that was really good.
Yeah. Very positive. The teacher's really happy with him. And he actually got his interim report and it's looking good.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to do something that I didn't tell Chooch about.
Uh-oh.
I get like tongue-tied when we talk sometimes about T because I actually call him LT around the house. So I'm just going to start calling him LT here because I can't keep it straight. So when I say LT, that's actually T, our tween.
That makes sense.
So sorry about that, guys, but I'm going to mix it up a little on you. So yeah, LT's been doing really well. And right now, our teen M is going through a rough patch. You guys have heard us talk about him and his girlfriend. Yep. And they actually just broke up today. And we are still very much in the big, painful part of it. And it's a rough time right now. And that's all I'm really going to say about that. If anybody follows on Twitter, I've been kind of just venting there because I'm so upset seeing him go through this. His first romance, his first girlfriend, 7-month relationship. They were so devoted to each other and he's still so devoted to her. And it's hard for this mom to watch him go through that heartbreak. And we'll talk about it more another time, I think.
Yeah.
It just gets
first
me.
Breakup stuff.
Oh, he's just heartbroken. So, what else with him? He's been driving.
Yeah.
He passed his behind the wheel course. And so we are working on our 40 hours of driving with him so that he can get his license when his 9 months wait is up. That's how it is in Virginia. You get your permit, you do your driving 40 hours and you have nine month wait and then you can get your license. So we're chipping away at that. And well, we're trying to plan summer vacation.
True.
And I mentioned something in Twitter about this and, I think it was Doug from Geek Acres said, that sounds like a good show topic. And it was actually something about trying to coordinate summer vacations across three houses right. is really complicated.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of tax money. We're trying to plan our trip out to the West Coast to see Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because we have to coordinate with his mom. Mm-hmm. And we also have to coordinate with my ex.
Yeah.
Because we have to make sure that, you know, we have everybody lined up for who's going to be where before we buy the plane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of complicated, and I know we're not the only ones dealing with that, especially this time of year when people have a little bit of tax money.
Yeah.
But it is tough because you want to, I want to get the airline tickets when they're still cheap. And right now they're still cheap.
Right.
And so I have to call my ex and say, okay, you're going to think I'm crazy because it's only it was February when I called. It's only February. But I need to talk to you about the end of July. Please don't get mad. I know this is insane. But if you can even somewhat tell me what's going to be going on the end of July with you guys, you know, then we can make our plans. And so you actually still have to make that contact.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So that we can get our summer planned.
Get our summer on.
Yeah. And we're making plans. We're finalizing our plans for attending RavenCon in Richmond and Balticon. And like actually going to our first cons and meeting everybody, and it's going to be really fun and cool. And just can't wait to see a lot of the people that we tweet with all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Getting totally. To meet them face to face. And it doesn't look like Doug from Geek Acre is going to make it to RavenCon, but he is planning on doing at least one day at Balticon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that'll be cool.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. So there's a couple of people we've already talked to ahead of time that we're going to, other podcasters we're going to meet up with.
And, yeah.
Of course, if any listeners are going to be at RavenCon or Balticon, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll have to find a way to track each other down.
I was disappointed because Geek Survival Guide Zach is not going to make it to either. And I was really hoping that he would be able to, but we totally understand. I mean, he would be having to take a flight.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to fly for either one of these, which is why we're going.
Right. Yeah.
That's why we can do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we actually have some feedback this week, and we're going to kind of turn that into our main topic.
Mm-hmm.
So
anxious. Yeah. We'll take a break real quick and then jump into the feedback/topic.
I can has promo.
You can.
Nice.
Okay, season 4 of Heaven's coming up. Let's get some feedback.
Hey, Mer, this is T. Now look, you know I'm a fan of your work, and you know how much I love your podcasts. But I just finished Earth. You actually call that an ending?
Yeah.
What was this something Dr. O taught you at Viable Paradise? Oh, no, wait, well, let me guess. This was Jim Kelly's famous How to Piss Off Your Fans workshop.
Hey, don't bring Jim Kelly into this.
I listened to I Should Be Writing, and I know you've talked about how to end a story. I don't think this was what you were talking about. You know what? Screw it. I think I'm just going to start listening to The Secrets instead.
Oh.
See you at Balticon.
Man, low blow, T. Dude. Morris hits below the belt. I guess we all knew that. Anyway, to find out what he's whining about, check out podiobooks.com and search for Heaven, Hell, and Earth. And be sure to check out Season 4, Wasteland, when it drops in its entirety on March 19th at podiobooks.com.
Okay, so we actually had feedback from MA and PA, our Twitter/podcasting buddy.
We're friends in real life.
That's right. So MA writes, "Hope everything is going well. I liked the last podcast and put your voicemail number into my phone, but never got the chance to actually call."
We know how that is.
Yeah. So here's some feedback. I know what it's like not to get any because I didn't get any on my last show either. Oh,
we sent her feedback next time for the
big,
next show, though.
Fat one.
Oh, actually, she just released it. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. But you both go. Your dedication to your training and running is fantastic. I just know that both of you will be in shape for the 5K run. I've had knee problems, as you both know, but I spent a lot of time walking this weekend. All right. And feel better than I have in a long time. I think we will need to really start walking more.
Well, cool.
You know, walking is one of the best exercises you can possibly do.
Yeah. It's a great way to get started. on any kind of exercise plan.
Absolutely. I didn't say indeed.
Thank you.
Now I'm saying absolutely more.
That's all right.
She continues, I continue to love the show. Keep up the fantastic work. I do have a question for you both. Did you have any resistance from your kids when you guys got together? The Quicksilver kid has been giving Dan a lot of grief in the past few weeks, and I'm unsure if it's his OOD or some other underlying thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the OOD is the...
Oppositional.
Opposition.
I can't remember what the other O is for, but it's an oppositional something disorder.
Yeah. I know it's got to be an adjustment for him since he's never seen me with anyone, but it just seems as though it's really out of character for him, except he did this once a couple of years ago before he was diagnosed. He pushed and pushed until I very nearly snapped. I wonder if he's testing limits now to figure out what his place is in all this. Can't wait to see you guys in April. Talk to you soon.
Wow.
And the April, Emma's going to RavenCon with us.
Yeah.
So
she's going to be our house guest for a change.
Very cool.
She hosted us, so we're going to host her in April. Yeah. Well, first off, I think you definitely are right. He's definitely testing limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that much about the oppositional disorder that he has, but it at his age, 11, that's natural. Anyways,
right.
He's testing limits because he's coming up into puberty time.
Mm-hmm.
He's prepubescent. He's coming up to middle school, if he's not already in middle school, where he's going to be exposed to older kids that he's going to be learning things from.
Right.
And on top of that, you know, you've got this big change with, you know, and, you know, from what I understand, it's always been you and Quicksilver Kid. And you haven't really exposed him to any other men in your life. So he's used to you being his territory.
Right.
And that is going to be a struggle for him. And therefore, it's going to be a struggle for you. So I think you're really right. Where does he fit now? Because he's used to it being the two of you against the world.
Right. He's kind of got all the attention.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, has always literally been the little man of the house.
Right. Right. And even though, you know, you didn't hand over the reins to him to make all the decisions, you were still calling the shots as his mother. He still felt like it was just, you know, his vote was counted really high up in there. And the more that, you know, you've got Dan there and, you know, as much as great as they get along, because they got along so great when we were there, it was neat.
Mm-hmm.
They had a real neat little bond and kind of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to get tested. And from, like you said, in Twitter, we're seeing some things. You've done some tweets, and it's really good that you guys are handling it the way you are, with not letting him get away with a lot, because the more you let him get away with, the harder it's going to be. You know, it's just like anything else that I've experienced being a mother. You have to lay down the boundaries and then you have to be consistent with them.
Right.
And so,
consistency is the number one thing they say with kids and pets. That
with kids and pets, it's true. It's sad, but true.
Consistency is what does it.
And if you are letting him run everything now, then he's always going to run it until the day that you decide to stop letting him run things, and then you're just going to be going through this later.
Right.
So you definitely are right being on it now.
As I was growing up, you know, I mentioned my siblings were a lot older than me.
Right.
And so my parents got divorced when I was like around 9. And so, right around that time is when my siblings were pretty much moved out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really like single mom, me and my mom against everything.
Yeah.
So we did camping trips together and we did everything together.
Yeah.
So we did have a really special bond.
Yeah.
And so I can really relate to how Matthew would see that. Now, I did grow up before that with you know, my father there living with us and with a brother. So it's a little different, but I can still totally see, you know, where he would come from and how he would have those feelings going from being the other one.
Yeah.
And for us, when we started dating, we didn't really go through that much.
Well, we kind of cheated because my ex-husband had already been dating someone else. The boys had already met her.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time Chooch and I actually had our first little romantic conversation over the phone, their dad had already moved to another state to get married. Mm-hmm. So before you and I even went on our first date or even talked about going on our first date, their dad had met someone and introduced them and left to get married to her.
Right.
So he actually, if there was anything, he was the one that, you know, kind of went into that little area first.
Mm-hmm.
For us with LT and with M, they were very easy about it. And I don't know if it was because, you know, M was older and more open to it, and LT just kind of followed his lead, because LT was, you know, 5, almost 6 when you first met him.
Right.
So he was young enough that it wasn't an earth-shattering thing to have a new person come in, because he didn't really have a very long memory of it just being us.
True.
So I think that we were lucky in that we weren't the ones that broached that for the first time with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of cheating. We did, over the years, definitely have some power struggles.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not to say there hasn't been head bumping.
There has, because you always have to find that line, and it's really hard to figure out where it is. And it really, I think, kind of depends on the dynamic between you and Dan and Quicksilver Kid.
Right.
Because there are going to be some things that you are going to have to manage as his mother, that even if, you know, later on down the road, you and Dan make a more permanent bond or whatever, that even though Dan is there, it's not going to work for Quicksilver Kid for Dan to take on some of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And like the heavy duty discipline stuff, we still leave that up to me.
Yeah.
You know, the day-to-day stuff, Chooch is right there saying, nope, pick that up, do this, you need to take out the trash. But if it's something major, then we present a united front, and I'm usually the one doing most of the talking.
Right.
Because we want to make sure that they understand that there's no fuss, there's no muss, this is how it is. And it's easier for them to take that from me, because they've always taken that from me.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about the "you're not my real dad" line of garbage that a lot of kids use as a cop out. It's an understandable cop out.
Yeah.
Because they're rebelling.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just, in my opinion, there are certain things, like with Jay, you know, Jay was he was a lot younger too. He was younger than LT was.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother had already remarried and had another child by the time he met me. So
that's
it was very natural for him as well. So we really did luck out. And believe me, we know it.
Yeah.
We really know it. And I really feel for what you're going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, because it sounds like from Twitter that you guys are setting the boundaries and you're sticking with them. And that's really how kids figure out how to handle things.
Right. And it's something that is definitely going to come back, because like I said, even though we started very well and fell in quite naturally, as the boys have gotten older, there's been conflicts. And so with M becoming a teenager and he became 14, 15, we've had a couple stare downs and a couple.
Who's the man? Because he's eye to eye with you now.
Yeah.
He's tall.
I don't know that that's really necessarily from being in a blended family. I think it's pretty natural male, alpha male behavior.
and M was, and I fought this. I always said, you are not the man of the house. You know, you are my child and I want you to enjoy your childhood. I don't want you to take on the responsibilities of being the man.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of that, he still took that on. And he still, even today, will somewhat try to parent LT.
Right.
Because, you know, that was just something that I always had to try and break him of. I can say that I watched my father and my brother really come to blows, but they definitely did do the alpha male circling, you know, and that whole, you know, young bull, old bull kind of a thing. So I don't know how much of it is the blended family, because I think, like you said, I think it's a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the age that Quicksilver Kid is, that's just natural for him. You know, he's, like I said before, he's getting exposed to new things in school, older kids, different experiences. And he's going to have, because he's not used to seeing you, like you said, with another person, especially a man that you have romantic feelings towards, and in a natural non-scary way, you don't hide that from him because that would be unnatural. But you guys also don't like make out in front of him or anything like that because, you know, you guys were very subtle and natural about it. But that is also going to bring some issues into his mind about sexuality, ew, gross, you know, kind of stuff.
Right.
So he's challenging a lot of different things, in my opinion. And again, I ain't no doctor.
Right.
But, you know, it is bringing a lot of things to the forefront that, you know, my kids, they saw me for a lot of years without a husband, without anybody that I was romantic with before I met Chooch. So introducing that to them, because I would be very surprised if Em remembered like the happier years of our marriage with his father. So this was probably a lot of stuff that he doesn't remember seeing me do before and that I know LT doesn't remember. So it's introducing all of those different aspects and continuing daily life, you know, dishes, laundry, schoolwork, special projects, church, and all of that kind of stuff. It's a lot. And, you know, as long as you guys are consistent, he'll come through it fine, I think. You know, I don't know anything about the oppositional. But as far as just any random kid off the street, that's kind of where I come from on that stuff. I think that what he's going through is natural. And I think that you guys are going to do great and you're going to do fine and you're going to figure it all out. And I really feel for you. So, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, my opinion on it.
Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, and we really can't wait to see you guys in April. It's going to be so fun. Yeah.
So if you have an idea for a topic you want to talk about, or if you have input into this discussion,
yeah,
you can give us a call at 413-669-4720. You can send an email to intotheblender@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment here on the website, intotheblender.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Hi. Just sit back and indulge for a minute. You light the suns in all my worlds. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.